to be.
No, God.
Down to high low.
From Wilmette to Gary, there's nothing so hairy as we always collect our fees.
Oh, yeah, we're singing the shanty songs now. 720 WGN, I'm John Landecker. Would you welcome Kathy Whistler to WGN Radio? Good evening, Kathy.
Hi.
How are you?
Doing?
I'm good.
Hi.
No, go ahead.
There's something's going on with this connection. There we go. I'm doing good, and I'm glad you're doing good, and I'm glad to be here.
I loved hearing your died in Tennessee, and they sent their jawbone to me. That's you singing, right?
Yeah, that's me at a shanty sing. That was actually in San Francisco, but at a shanty sing, it's a song called Johnny Come Down to Hilo, and it's a traditional sea shanty. Has some odd verses to it.
Yeah.
It's fun to sing.
I think most of the sea shanty songs are fun to sing, aren't they? Isn't that one of their attributes, why people like them so much?
Well, it's certainly why I like them.
Yeah.
They are fun to sing. They're easy to sing for the most part and accessible, and it's great fun to sing with other people. So,
well, I saw an article in the Tribune the other day. The whole world is now a shanty town as sea songs blow up online. And this is not, however, the first time I saw a reference to sea shanty songs recently. Have you seen the movie The Fisherman? The Fisherman's Friends on Netflix?
So I have to confess, although I am familiar with the Fisherman's Friends group, I have not actually caught the movie yet. But they are a wonderful singing group from the UK and a shanty singing group, and they're awesome.
Well, this is actually based, I don't believe, a docudrama. It's not mm-hmm. the actual group itself. It's actors playing the 10 fishermen from Cornwall who are obviously singers, and then they get a top 10 hit when they're signed to Universal Records, but it's full of this type of music. So I was further intrigued when I saw this article appear and your name was mentioned, and also the Inner Town Pub, and the Atlantic Bar and Grill on the Northwest Side, where I believe you hosted a weekly shanty sing until COVID. Is that right?
Well, monthly, actually.
Monthly.
Yeah, monthly. Yeah, for about 10 years, actually.
Really? Where do you start with your shanty history? How did you get into shanty songs?
Well, I've always enjoyed singing. My family always, sang together. And, even in college, I fill in with a group of friends that were into traditional English, Irish folk songs and medieval music and Renaissance music and things mm-hmm. like that. And so we were always singing together, but I didn't really have a sense of what a sea shanty was, as distinct from something else. They were just sort of, in my mind, sort of part of a general bunch of, I guess, drinking songs. And I had gone on a trip to Nova Scotia, and I became familiar with this Canadian singer-songwriter by the name of Tom Lewis, who wrote a lot of nautical songs, and he had been a submariner in the British Navy, and my boyfriend then, who's now my husband, had been in the U.S. Navy on a submarine, so we were, I was intrigued by that, and we got to be somewhat fans of this guy, and went to, heard he was playing in Bay City, Michigan, and thought, oh, we're going to go see this guy's show. So we hopped in the car and drove out there to the Tallships Festival, which I had never been to a Tallships Festival before. Which is all these wooden
yeah, yeah,
ships.
Yeah.
And, you know, we went and caught his set and we're sort of following him around. And there were other people playing this sort of nautical maritime music, including this couple by the name of Tom and Chris Castle, who, as it turned out, were actually from Chicago, who were performing a number of sea shanties and explaining what they were. And we went to talk to them and they're like, oh, yeah, we teach a class on this at the Old Town School of Folk Music.
Oh,
like,
really?
Oh, okay. So we got back home and signed up for their class and learned about what sea shanties were and met a lot of other people that were into sea shanties around the greater Chicago area. And it turned out there was a sea music festival, well, a maritime festival with a lot of sea music in Chicago for a few years. And we would go to that and liked the music and wound up hosting some of these musicians at our house when they would come out for it and learned more songs and went to Connecticut for the Sea Music Festival there and heard about that. And so I just got more and more into it. And after a while, there was sort of a need, I guess, for a shanty sing, and I and some of my friends thought there should be one. And so we made it happen.
And there you are.
The
origin, how did this all begin? I mean, in the original form of a sea shanty song, was it, I mean, wasn't it a I don't know, a automobile worker song, or people who work in a factory song? What was it about the sea that made this musical form come about? You know what I'm saying?
That's a really interesting question. And, you know, I'm not an academic in this area, so I'm going to do my best.
Well,
I'm going to do my best. So sea shanties specifically are work songs associated with the age of sail. By which I mean from, like, after the War of 1812 until, you know, steam really came in and sailing ships, you know, faded out, you know. They hung on till what, like the teens, maybe the 20s, but it was like, you know, pretty much the 19th century. And you had large ships, a lot of merchant ships. That was the thing then, right?
Yes.
You have these big sailing ships, and you didn't have steam engines until later.
Right.
So it all had to be done by human power, and people were hauling on ropes and so forth to sail the ships around. And there was, I don't know if people really quite understand this, but there were a lot of, well, they were mixed crews. They were very mixed in terms of who were the sailors.
Yes.
And it was not necessarily such a great job to be a sailor. This was, as you said, like a factory worker. This was not a terribly desirable job.
Right.
So people took these jobs who couldn't get other jobs. And that was, you know, so you had a very mixed group of sailors who were, you know, they were sailing, you know, they were working together, and it was really what worked best. And this, if you think back to the beginning of the 19th century, you also have in the United States and in the Caribbean, which where a lot of these ships were sailing around, a lot of Black Americans, and they were using a lot of work songs. That was their tradition. And so something like, I'm told, something like as much as 20%, maybe more, of the sailors were Black. And so you have these guys on the boat, and they're used to doing all this work with a song. And you have all these other people on the boat, and they're all working with a song, and everyone's working together and singing together. And you have these Irish sailors, and you have Pacific Islanders, and you have people from Europe, and you have, you know, all these guys together, and they're all working together, and they start doing these work songs that were maybe a little different from the work songs on shore, because they're on a ship and they're, you know, they're sort of a slightly different group. So that's really, that's what really makes them a sea shanty, I suppose, yeah, as opposed to a, you know, a field holler or
right.
you know, a rowing song or a song that you might, you know, there's all kinds of sea traditional songs.
Yes.
But these songs, and they were meant to coordinate the special work on the ship. So you might have a shanty where people were pulling on a rope, and the chorus of the song would tell you when to pull.
Wow.
You know, so one guy would be leading the song, and the guys yeah. pulling on the rope would, you know, the chorus would be something like haul or something like that.
Yeah. Yeah,
and they
yeah.
would pull when you sang haul. And because, you know, if you learned in gym class, you know, you're supposed to, you know, exhale when you're doing it. So it works great and you don't pass out. And so it makes it more efficient. It's fun to, it's fun to sing. If, I mean, could they have done it silently? Sure. But again, you had these guys, the black sailors who had this tradition of singing, and you had all these other people who just had a tradition of singing, right? You know,
mm-hmm.
I think particularly the Irish sailors, and they're like, okay, you know, and it's very monotonous work, and you've got a yeah. song, and you've got, it helps you physically, and it
right.
helps you mentally. And so that's what you do.
And it would take, I think it would take your mind off the tedium and the repetition. And, you know, there's not any other entertainment avenues on ships of that kind at that type in history. And it probably, I'm just guessing, made things a lot more tolerable while the work was going on, and also established a rapport through music with the various types of individuals who were on that ship.
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, some of the tasks, like, you know, you'll speak of a capstan shanty, and those are Johnny Come Down to Hilo, that song that you heard at the beginning, is one of those where they have this sort of marching rhythm, and you're basically, you're pushing on this bar, going around in a circle, winding, you know, up a rope with, like, maybe an anchor on it. And that job may have gone on for hours.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Or,
absolutely.
You know, or you might be pumping, and that actually might not stop. Like, you might have to do that for days.
Yes. And every so, day. And the monotony of it. I mean, this yeah. is the way the, this is how the ships were, this is their mode of transportation was wind. So, you
correct.
Know, these sails and anchors and whatever the nautical terms were for different parts of the boat were incorporated into the songs. And here we are now. You know,
right.
I mean, it's quite the interesting history of a musical form that is performed today for, I'm guessing, mostly enjoyment, for community, for, you know, like sing-alongs. And the construction of the songs in themselves they're simple. I mean, it's not a complicated form. At least the ones that I've heard, like when you're talking about someone died in Tennessee and they sent their jaw to me and then everybody joins in on a chorus. I mean, it's good. I mean, it's like,
yeah.
it's a fun thing. Now, are you aware of how other songs are being usurped, so to speak, to this form? Like the Queen song, Another One Bites the Dust. Have you heard that?
I you know, I have to confess, I have not, but I can readily imagine how it would work.
You're going to hear it right now. Here we go.
Dave walks warily down the street, his brim pulled way down low. Ain't no sound but the sound of his feet, machine guns ready to go. Are you ready?
Hey!
Are you ready for this? Are you hanging on the edge of your seat? Out of the doorway the bullets rip, to the sound of the beat, and row, boys, row. Another one bites the dust, and row, boys, row. Another one bites the dust, and another one gone, and another one gone, and another one bites the dust. Hey, hey, I'ma get you too, another one bites the dust. Hey!
I love it. That is awesome, and that is 100% what those sailors would have been doing.
Yeah,
because it's, you know, they adapted songs of the day, they made stuff up. I mean, and in fact, that verse that you are so amused by, it's also a verse in a well-known old-time tune, which is called something like the Jawbone Song. So,
right.
You know, that is what they did then, and that is what they would do now. And if you had a crew of sailors today under those conditions, they absolutely would have done that.
And also the I'm going to play the beginning over again.
It's listen great.
To, here, not that, but you here.
My wife, she died in Tennessee. They sent her jawbone back to me. No jawbone down to Hilo.
Now, I've heard the Linkin Park Pirates song for decades. I never really put it together with a shanty format, but obviously it is.
It absolutely is.
That is just wild.
I mean, Steve Goodwin was being piratey, and,
yes,
you know.
That's right. Linkin Park Pirates.
You know, if you're really being technical about it, where, you know, is it, you know, the age of piracy really overlapped the age of. You know, who cares? It's fun.
It has been fun, and thanks for being with us, Kathy. It's been great talking to you, and hopefully when the COVID goes away, you can get back to doing your monthly shanty get-together.
Yeah, and hopefully we'll see some folks at the Atlantic.
Yep, thanks for being with us tonight.
Thank you so much for having me. This was great.